Hi, I'm Sharad Kutin, and welcome to Let's Talk, the show that brings you the most important conversations of the day. Whether it's environmental politics and pollution, or it's attacks on sexual minorities, the future of this country really depends on the next generation. Now, taking a measure of the thoughts, the feelings, the aspirations of the next generation is the second edition of the Film Kita Film Festival. And I have with me two individuals, the curators of the festival, Victoria Cheng and Muzamir Rahman. Thank you so much for joining me. And I'm really excited to have you here because, you know, many of us think about this new Malaysia in terms of the older generation, you know, kind of setting things up. But it's really the next generation that's going to carry this forward, isn't it?
Yes.
And maybe before we get into, you know, how you came about to curate this, we'll take a short look at this promotional video that you have, which showcases the kind of films that are going to be held at this coming Saturday in Kuala Lumpur. Let's take a look. That's a quick peek at some of the films that are going to be held or shown to, this week on Saturday, in fact, that are going to be happening KL down near Pasar Seni, I think is the area. Great to see Ayam Farid, the artist, still in his Technicolor shorts. It's like, that's his trademark. It is almost iconic. Okay, now, Victoria, let's talk to you first. You are coordinating with Project Dialogue, an organization that tries to build intercultural understanding and so on and so forth. How did you come to be the curator, one of the curators of this film festival?
So I actually didn't even know what the word curator meant until about 2 years ago when I helped out with the first film festival, which Muzamir was a part of. And then after that, I did a little stint with an art exhibition, and I didn't know what this term curator meant. And then apparently it's someone who puts together things that are interesting for an audience. I hope I got the definition.
That's pretty close, right? So, and what you think is interesting is part of the mix. What about your background? I mean, you're a filmmaker, and I understand you've just finished two feature films, Prebet Sapu and
Takut Kata.
Prebet Sapu, interestingly enough, I grew up at a time when that was the mode. It was like the early version of Grab, right? Okay, so Prebet Sapu actually existed in my time. So you're a filmmaker, and you've come to also curate this festival.
Okay, yes.
Why? What was the? What's your understanding of what it is to be a curator?
Okay, for me, because I'm a film student, and I think I go to a few film festivals before this, so I feel like we don't have enough curator, or we don't have enough film festival. So to be a film curator for this festival, it's like something like what we call it, like we want to show something like before this yang tak ada.
Okay, so something. You're kind of filling the gaps, aren't you?
Yeah, filling the gap.
Okay,
searching for new talents.
Okay, we're going to come to back to that about the process in which you decided who was going to be in the festival. I understand there are seven films, is it? But let's go back to the idea of curation, because in a simple sense, it's programming. What we do in television, the media, is putting things together, we schedule it, but often there's a guiding idea, a principle, an outlook, a question you want answered. What was the question behind Pesta Film Kita, the second edition of?
So the first one started out with the intention of promoting intercultural and interreligious harmony, which we did with the films that we put out there, celebrating diversity, that was the theme. This time round, because of the new Malaysia, and because we felt that there was a lack of emphasis on the voices of the youth. I mean, their voices are out there. A lot of their voices are out there on social media especially, but we're not we're just hearing them, but we're not listening to them. So I felt, we felt, that it was really important to feature their voices a bit more prominently, let them have center stage. And it was what we did with this edition, The New Malaysia, but with the perspective and approach of the young generation.
Right. Is that your feeling too, Moz, that, that what the gap was actually young people's perspective, you know, on the country, on themselves? Is that where you thought the gap was?
Yes, somehow like that. And one more thing is like, the creating part is like, not just to search for the new talent, but to give platform to the new talent. So in this Pesta Film Kita, we have like the teams. So all the filmmakers want to say something about New Malaysia, but in their own idea. And the interesting part in all this film is what they are thinking about Malaysia is very subtle. What they critique about Malaysia is very subtle. That's why, like, in this creating in this program.
Right. Okay. I want to ask you though. You know, it seems like in many ways, you know, Malaysians, especially young people, are all already filmmakers. They're making films on their phones, they're putting it on Instagram or IGTV, and they're doing it for the benefit of their friends or family. They want to be a superstar, they put it on YouTube, I guess. Yeah. But people, everybody's kind of making films, right? So how is that, how do you differentiate that kind of self-representation with the kinds of works that you were calling for? You were asking them, you were commissioning works and you were judging them. What is it that you wanted from them?
We definitely think that filmmaking quality is a must, but at the same time, a featuring of a broader range of voices is also very important, and that tends to be in the spaces that you just mentioned, social media, YouTube, forums, what have you, family videos, and it's where a lot of the important conversations take place, because I feel a lot of the conversations, the deeper conversations we have about politics, social issues, tend to be amongst small circles. It's insular, and it's almost as if they don't want to share or have that conversation with a larger crowd. And this is where we feel we are filling in that gap. We're having that conversation with a larger crowd.
Is this your community? You're 27, you're 31, you're extraordinarily young people. Yeah, you know, I think, from my perspective, you know, this side of 50. So is this about your people? Is this your tribe, Moz, young people? Is that how you see it?
Yeah, kind of. And one more thing about what difference about filmmaker and videographer is about the process. I like about being a filmmaker is a process. You have to do like, you have to pitch first to get the money. After the pitch, you have to write the script. You have to do the pre-production. And then after that, you have to do the casting. And then after that, you go to production. Production is like the almost last part of the production. And then post-production. So I think this is different from being the serious filmmaker and some kind of video artist.
But, you know, it seems that today you can make a film on your smartphone. I mean, you don't even need a pitch and wait for millions of dollars or hundreds of thousands of dollars, right? I mean, did you have, from the seven, anybody making short films or films that you asked for using a smartphone? Was anybody using Betamax or DSLR?
Everybody is. they try to use, like, I don't want to call it a camera, but it's a big camera. Because sometimes when you use the smartphone, maybe you think it's more easier. But after that, the process for post-production is become more harder.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you have small phone, you have to put many kind of device, you have to put some kind of external lens to support the visual.
Okay. But I think what that allows for as well, when you just pick up a phone and film something, is that it allows for a bit more experimentation.
Yeah, cinema verite. Yeah, 50 years.
Okay, that's actually the title of one of our workshops.
Is it cinema verite? Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be back with the curators of Pesta Film Kita Kedua. Stay tuned to Let's Talk. Hi, welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Shoaib Kutin. With me, Victoria Cheng and Muzamir Rahmat. They're both curators of Pesta Film Kita Kedua. So the second iteration of Pesta Film Kita, we talked about how the initial theme was celebrating diversity. It's more focused now on young people. But are young stories, the stories of young people rather, compelling? What kind of thematic concerns have they picked up in this particular set of seven shows that that came out? In fact, maybe we can talk about the many more that you picked from. I guess it was a pool. Explain to us the process, Victoria.
So we did the initial screening and vetting of the films based on Muzamir's guidelines on theme, idea, quality, whether they had experience doing them. But eventually we also picked the stories based on how, like you say, compelling the stories are. Especially with regards to the new Malaysia, we are seeing a lot of bold stories coming out. Very bold and daring themes.
Wonderful. Okay, so you started with a call.
Yes.
And then people send in their pictures. Yeah. How many did you have when you had your initial call?
About 140.
140. Yeah.
140
submissions.
Submissions, okay. And you whittle that down through a series of workshops and stuff. Did you workshop some of the ideas?
No.
You did the initial screening?
Yeah.
All the hard work.
Or filtering of all those ideas?
Yes,
okay.
Yes.
So when you look at the 140,
yes.
what were the really way out ideas that people had?
Okay, so our theme this year is about New Malaysia. So I don't want the film is really, really about New Malaysia. We want to say about New Malaysia, but in different way, in different perspective. So after 140, we choose only like I think 20 or 15 to be given to our judges, our jury to choose the best seven.
Right. So before we come to the jury. Why did you throw out those others? Was it because they were really boring and banal, or the standard template like Malaysia Baru?
Yeah, why did you do that, Moose?
Very PSA. we want our filmmaker to make film, not make PSA for government, for authority.
Public service ads Pakatan Harapan, was it?
Or maybe Pakatan Harapan, or maybe another Pakatan.
So people thought that maybe this was kind of a. An opportunity to do some promotional work, right? Yeah. So you took that out,
yes.
And then you gave 20 to the judges, and your judges included the award-winning Indrani Koppel.
Yes.
Who else did you have on your list of judges?
The actor Reza Minhat. We also had the academician Dr. Wan Aida, and the filmmaker Nova Goh.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you had the four judges. They took the 20, and they. Brought it down to seven.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Okay. So maybe we can talk to some, give us an idea of what's going to be shown this Saturday.
Okay. So we have like a documentary about activists. What the activists do after the election. You know, before the last year election, some of the activists very, very outspoken, many things to do. So this year, after the election, the documentary go to the activist life. Macam mana dia hidup sekarang ni.
Okay.
I like one of the quotation from the white activist. So, the quotation is like, sekarang ni activist apa lagi nak di-activistkan? Something like that.
Okay.
So we also have film about underage marriage. We have film about a railway in Pangi in Sabah. How the railway is effect to the people in the village. Because they don't have the road. We have a story about a young boy who want to go to school, but he cannot go because maybe the problem with the stateless child in Sandakan. We have a story about interfaith
relationships.
Interfaith relationship.
Okay. Yeah. So you have a good set, and in fact prompted me on another issue, which is the representation. Where do these films come from? We had 140. Mm-hmm. You're saying. And I understand from you that you know three of the seven films are from Sabah, by Sabahan filmmakers.
Yes.
Was it important for you to have that kind of representation, especially in a time when people are very conscious about it? If you don't have enough women filmmakers, people protest. If you don't have enough people from Sabah and Sarawak, they protest.
Yeah,
peninsula-centric, like Kuala Lumpur-centric. Mm. The criticisms are never ending.
Yes.
How do you balance the quality that you feel you need to have and representation? Victoria.
The quality of films from Sabah are actually really high. And
it's not tokenism, right?
No, it's not so much because we are trying to pander to different angry voices, include everybody as much as possible, but more because we really feel that it's missing. They do have a lot of good content there, good voices, and we're not giving them the platform.
Right.
Everything is so urban liberal and chaos-centric, like you said.
Okay, so then, but you don't have any films from Sarawak this time?
Yes, because the first one we have two, all from Sarawak.
Yes.
And this year we have from Sabah. And so we have seven filmmakers. Two from the seven filmmakers is a woman. And both women is from Sabah also.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I do want to ask you about, you know, where do you think of young filmmakers do not dare to go? Because if you think of Freedom Film Festival, you know, the long-standing documentary, you know, festival that's allowed a lot of representation of community issues and so on and so forth, right? The community self-representation has become quite an important part of the scene now. But what is it, especially because most of the films in this festival are fiction, right? They're fictional, so they're not documentaries. Where are people going? Where are they afraid to go? Or what topics or ways of showing things that they're scared to go to?
Okay. Even though Six of Them is a fiction film, but that doesn't mean that's not truth. I think the fiction film here is, I think, more truth than true, because you know, some artists use the kind of art to tell the truth, right? So I think what the most young people doesn't want to go is in all this project. I think want to touch about very political things.
Oh, they don't want to touch about politics.
They try to don't touch directly.
Okay.
But they use indirectly.
Why do you think that's true, yeah. Victoria? If there is this tendency to avoid direct engagement in politics, why do you think that's so?
I think partly a lot of artists do a lot of self-censorship and self-regulation. Yeah. And this is interesting because actually we have one of the film entries talk about film censorship, but in a very artistic way, very cinematic way. And it's beautiful because art is a wonderful tool to talk about, to be a social commentary vehicle, to comment about politics in a nuanced and appealing way. And I think that's what's beautiful about art.
Okay, you're putting on a film festival. I'm going to ask you this question. Okay. Has the film board passed? Did you have to go through the normal process of having this?
Okay.
Or have you avoided it?
Now that you brought it up, we might get in trouble. But I don't think that's going to be an issue.
Yeah, it's not going to be an issue. Because maybe because we only screen the short film. And it's like limited public screening.
Right. I think it would be a test of the new government if they are open to, you know, deregulating and reducing the red tape, or are they going to stick to the red tape, right? That's actually a big test in the new Malaysia. Okay, all that thought and that smile, and we come right back. This is Let's Talk. Welcome back to Let's Talk. I'm Sharad Kudin, with me, Muz and Victoria. They're both curators with Pesta Filipita, the second iteration of this film festival. We're talking about the kind of themes that were coming up in it, and we're going to have another look at that promo. Before that, I want Muz to help me understand it, because it was very quick. Sometimes it was seamless. I don't know which film was which, where it ended and we started.
Okay.
Tell us a little bit about what we're actually going to be seeing.
Okay. So in this promo, I compiled all 7 films which we give grant to the filmmaker.
Okay.
So.
How does that? Which is the first one that we see?
I just assemble just depend on the music.
So it's kind of random, is it?
Kind of random.
Okay. Because it did change in terms of texture.
Yeah.
Okay. But before we go to that promo, I did want to ask you, Victoria, what were you personally moved by when you saw the series of films? As a curator, you know, did you feel there was that you'd achieved the kind of objectives that you set out to capture those voices? What is it that moves you as a person, as a curator?
The one defining thing about my job in this festival is seeing these filmmakers feel at ease or feel secure enough to put out the most controversial topics out there without fear of repercussion. Yeah. And to be able to have that freedom and space to experiment with their film, because some of them are amateurs, and you know, to be able to become a professional, you have to experiment, and a lot of them were doing that in their films. And when I see that, it's really, it's moving.
Right. So you have a favorite, Muz? I mean, I know it's hard to ask this question, but do you have a favorite?
I rather not tell my favorite. Yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm the one who mentor all the 7 filmmakers.
Right.
So it's kind of unfair to tell which one I like.
Okay. Well, let's put it in a different way. I mean, you know, for you as a curator, I mean, as you're developing as a curator, you know, apart from your job as a filmmaker, what is it that you like to see in a film? What is it that you think is compelling? Is it high concept, or is it gritty acting? Is it, you know, you know, is it clever shots and editing? What is it that moves you as a filmmaker?
So I think I have two different kind of type. First one, I like, because you asked what my favorite. I think I like the title is 160 juta. Because when I heard the idea, they want to try to do like Western genre movie, very Western with cowboy. But they talk about politics in Malaysia in very subtle way, in very satiric satire. And I saw like the title Aku dan Rozen, like Victoria said, a story about the censorship, how the character go to the world and see everybody is being censored by censorship. Cannot talk something, cannot talk about, even cannot talk about the party. So when they talk about politics, suddenly the voice is like being mute. Two of the friends. And I think the other one is Kereta Api Tupangi. A story, a very, very, like, very, very moving story about how a railway give effect to one village in Pangi.
Right, so this is the film from Sabah.
Yeah.
What do you look for, you know, as a curator? Is it heart stuff or is it head stuff? Is that a distinction to be made?
Well, we have predetermined roles as curators for the film festival. So he handles the more technical filmmaking aspect, and I handle like social media marketing, the main management of the festival. So when I try to evaluate or judge the films during the pitching day, especially, I looked at the quality of their pitch, the content. So mostly hate stuff, but also like how they presented it, and that convinces me on their ability to do it. And the two filmmakers who gave very good presentations were, in my opinion, Aku dan Rozen and Kilaf, which was about underage child marriage. Their presentations were wonderful.
So when you look at what goes into a wonderful presentation? Is it research? Is it the articulation? Is it finding a fresh angle? What is it that makes a good presentation?
So I think partly it's also gimmick. For Aku dan Rozen, I think they got a theatre student to do the presentation for them, which was smart. And for Kilaf, all of them came dressed in the same batik outfit, like a uniform. And then they stood in a row and they took turns pitching the story. And they had it all planned out. I'll talk about this, you talk about that.
And beside the film screening, we also have two workshops. Maybe Victoria can say about the workshop.
Oh, you had two workshops?
Yeah, we do.
Okay, so, Cinema Verite was one of them.
Documentary, the bold new Cinema Verite. So we're redefining Cinema Verite from the French New Wave, but then we're talking about it in a Malaysian context. And the second workshop, we actually got a YouTuber and marketing expert to talk about new media in the new Malaysia. And by talking about new media, we're talking about democratic media, new forms of media. So he will talk about YouTube.
Okay, eventually. I want to ask you a general question about the mood in a lot of the films. And you said that the theme was the new Malaysia. There are a lot of people griping, especially in the Klang Valley, griping about, you know, the government not doing this, not doing it yesterday, they should have done it and perfectly and so on and so forth. Is there a lot of pessimism among young people about the future? And maybe it's not just about Malaysia, it's about pollution. I mean, you come from Pasir Gudang. We have this terrible situation in Pasir Gudang now. You know, are people, young people, pessimistic about the future?
Yeah, for all these seven films, I think they are pessimistic about maybe the government, but about the future, they still have hope for the future.
Oh, so they make a distinction, right?
We can see, but
Oh, how do you? I mean, could you sense whether young people are pessimistic? Because it's so important. If they are pessimistic, they're not going to help change the direction we're going, right? If they're optimistic, you kind of expect some energy.
I don't think so. Actually, I think the way they expressed their doubts of the future of Malaysia was articulated in a very eloquent way, especially through the medium of film. You'll have to watch the films to be able to see how they did that, and I think they did it perfectly well. But there is also a good mix of doubts, pessimism, optimism, aspiration, but also questions. Some of them don't even have, like, a particular optimistic or pessimistic way of viewing the future, but just questions. and that's also good to put forward as to include it in the larger conversation.
Right. Okay. So this is this Saturday, and it's somewhere in Kuala Lumpur, right near Pasar Seni.
It's at
Ruang Think City, Jalan Hang Kasturi.
Yes.
How do people get a hold of this? Do they have to pay? Is there a fee? Should they come? Is it start 10 o'clock in the morning or something?
I think from 11 o'clock in the morning. Okay. So we have first we have screening for video competition first. We have nice short film that we have been given award for M4M video competition. Then we have workshop, and after the evening, so we have the 7 film screening.
So those are all short films, are they?
Under
30 minutes.
Yes, under 30
More
minutes.
Less.
Okay.
Yes.
So where do people get information? Is it your social media? Was it Facebook?
We're on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. We have a website as well.
Okay. So how do you find it? What do you have to type into the Google thing to find?
Okay.
So Pesta Film Kita.
Yes, Pesta Film Kita number 2. Our website is projectdialogue.com. Our Instagram handle is Project Dialogue. Our Twitter handle is Project Dialogue as well.
Yeah.
And our Facebook page is Pesta Film Kita and Project Dialogue.
Okay. And is this festival going to other parts of the country?
For now, we're not thinking about that yet.
Why?
Because we still need some fun to help us to move.
Okay. Yeah. So whoever is out there watching the show, take note, they need funds to take this festival around the country, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you.
It's been wonderful talking to both of you. I've been speaking to Muzamer Rahman. He's the curator with Pesta Film Kita Kedua, and along with him, his fellow curator, Victoria Cheng. Remember, it's happening this Saturday in Kuala Lumpur. You can go to the social media sites to get more information of that. This has been Let's Talk with Misha Radkutin, only on Astro One.